This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Toad,
and Dave Jenkins.
And Dave Jenkins.
What, did you forget his name, Tobin?
No.
Was it Ott? Mott?
No.
Mott?
We had him tucked away in the corner.
Well, I was temporarily out of the room, too,
that's true.
A little bit. Yeah. Had to go get my show prep.
You forgot his brackets.
Yeah. You forgot the brackets, man.
And that's the beautiful thing about this time of year is getting to be bracket time. Yes. Of course, we're coming off the great tournament week that wrapped up a week ago. Week ago today, I guess.
Yeah.
With the Litchfield Championship and the Macoupin County Championships. Girls regional seedings are out, so we got brackets there. Just basketball wall to wall. And, guys, what a great week it was last week with the Litchfield Invitational and the Macoupin County Tournament both going on. And we wound up having a great championship Saturday, overtime at Litchfield, and then two entertaining games at the Macoupin Tournament.
It was a good week of high school basketball and a lot of good broadcasts on the radio. And you know, again, we are so blessed, I guess, because we have such great hosts and people that know how to run these tournaments and do a great job. And they're very hospitable. So
Yeah.
Of course, Greenville was on the radio last night as well, defeated Hillsborough in the Greenville Comets. David, you saw them just last night. Very, very powerful. Of course, they won in overtime in the Invitational at Litchfield, a win last night. Only, I think, two losses on the year total for Greenville.
Yeah, two losses. One in the Thanksgiving tournament to Carlisle?
Nashville?
Well, they lost to Nashville.
They lost to Nashville on Nashville's home floor, and then the other one was in a Thanksgiving tournament. Okay. It was at Kaskaskia. I don't remember.
But either way, you get to this point of the year and you've got two losses on your schedule. That's impressive.
Yeah, they're really good. A lot of good seniors on their team. A couple juniors as well. That just a very, very, very deep and very, very good team. Very good outside shooting team, and they've got some size to beat you as well.
That combination of talent and experience, and you always like the senior laden clubs this time of year.
You mentioned two losses, Litchfield Lady Panthers.
Two losses. Yeah. That's exactly right. So. And two quality losses.
Two quality losses, and I think Southwestern only has three.
They got three losses.
Do they have three?
Yeah. So
also quality losses.
Quality losses. So you're talking about the level of competition from time to time. You're talking about being consistently good and perhaps improving. And, of course, some teams have peaked out. Some teams are getting hot at the right time.
And as Steve always told us last week, though, he hates the term quality loss. Coaches don't like that term necessarily, quality loss,
broadcasters like it because it's reality.
It is reality.
They like to deal with theory. We deal with reality.
Sure.
It's like, you know, there's a quality loss just like there's quote-unquote cupcake wins.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure there are.
You know, I'll take a loss, a close loss against a good team over a 20-point win against a bad team, too, as an indicator of the quality of a club.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. And you know, the quality losses will do more for you for late in the season competition than a cupcake win. Let's face it, that's just the way the world of sports works.
You look at the teams around here, say in the last 10 years on the boys or the girls side, the teams that make the deepest runs, you look at their regular season schedule and it's impressive.
Well, look at Nokomis. Started out 0-8, I believe, against some very good competition, and then next thing you know they're at 500.
Yeah.
Against still very good competition.
Well, they rarely play a 1A school.
That's just it. They don't play many schools their size. And there's not many schools their size.
Right.
I mean, from that standpoint. Yeah.
Seated 11th at Litchfield with a good mix of 1, 2, and 3A teams, and they ended up finishing 5th.
Yeah.
So, not too bad.
They went, 4-1 in the tournament?
3-1.
3-1 in the tournament. 3-1 in the tournament. So, not bad.
Very good joint.
Finished 5th, so.
Of course, last week, the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers won back-to-back Macoupin County Championships.
How hard is that to do?
Very impressive. You start looking through the program, if you're not Southwestern or Gillespie, it doesn't happen. So a very incredible job from Carlinville to beat Southwestern in back-to-back years in the title game. And when you're in Macoupin County, I mean, Southwestern, they are the top bird, so to speak. You know, I mean, if you want to get to the top of the Macoupin County mountain, you got to beat Southwestern. I've done it 2 years in a row.
Well, we've said from time to time, you got to rip it away from
you
them.
You do.
And that's exactly what Carlinville did in the county championship. And Southwestern was just, you know, not their normal selves that night.
The first big game really without Kelsey Rhodes, yeah. And Carnival just kind of jumped him early. But then the Piasau Birds are the Piasau Birds. They rebound on Thursday night with an impressive win over a quality Hillsborough squad.
You know, and it's one of those things where a coach and the kids regroup and they're going, okay, now this isn't going to happen again.
Right.
You know, they just get the mindset, we're not going to let this happen again, and it doesn't. So it's a matter of adjustment and a matter of, you know, you have to learn to depend upon other people for some additional help, whether it be scoring, blocking out, rebounding, that sort of thing.
Talk about talent and experience. Southwestern and Carnival have a nice mix of both. Southwestern, you know, doesn't have seniors necessarily, sure. But they got a great group of juniors who's played all the way through since they were freshmen. But on Thursday night when Carnival goes to Litchfield, you talk about seniors on both sides. It was senior night for that great group of Litchfield girls. And I had tweeted out before that game started, hard to believe it's been 4 years. Yeah. I mean, it really does seem just like yesterday that we were covering them in junior high when they were winning back-to-back titles, but it goes so fast.
It does, and it's in a blink of an eye thing, and after you do it for a few years and do it longer like I have, it really goes by a lot quicker, and what a legacy that those girls have left in this program at Litchfield. It's been pretty incredible.
They came out in that third quarter. It was a 5-point game. Stephens hit a three right before halftime to put it up to 5. But they came out to start that third quarter like they fully took it in that this is our last half of basketball on this floor. And, I mean, they really took advantage, played extremely well on Thursday
and
night.
Don't coaches always try to tell you, pretend it's your last game ever.
Yeah.
You know, just get the mindset. This is the last game you're ever going to play with that uniform on. And sometimes it just takes a while for it to sink in, and sometimes it doesn't sink in. But if you can get to that attitude, good things tend to happen.
Mm-hmm. I think with the Litchfield squad, though, what really set in, and I don't know how much of a factor this was, when the Scholastic Bowl had their full fanfare after they won the state championship, the starting five of the girls' team, I looked over, were sitting together, and they just had that look, like, that should be us. And I think that kind of helped motivate with the season. Because they've been on fire this season.
The Scholastic Bowl motivated them?
Well, I'm just saying that the thing with the fanfare, the saying, you know.
The Scholastic Bowl beat them to a state title.
Yeah.
Oh. You never know.
Well, not really, because they won it in 7th and 8th grade. So.
Well, I mean, but I'm just saying on the high school level.
Well, I'm, you know.
I have noticed.
Here's the thing. Here's the difference. They're seniors.
Yeah.
No.
That's you know, they make so much difference on a ball club.
The school pride at Litchfield has been up, though. I think a couple years ago when Pat Rentz took over the football program, you know, the row, the boat, like, that's still hanging up in the gym. So, like, the school spirit at Litchfield is definitely intensified over the number of years. Yeah.
Well, and you see they have their theme nights, what with Neon Night, Blackout Night, and the fan section, the student section's kind of growing a bit. It was down there for a little bit.
Hey, we got to say hi to our buddy Charles Triplett.
Yeah.
Boy, what a great job Charles does doing PA at Litchfield.
Oh, absolutely.
I tell you, he really energizes the crowd, man. He's fun.
Well, he was there on Thursday night, too.
That
place was hopping.
That place was, yeah.
Well, and whenever he's doing PA, he has control of the music as well.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, is that? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Excellent thing.
He runs it.
I've been working
on that. Okay.
The bar's been set, Tobin.
Oh, you'll never get there.
You'll never get there.
Don't try.
Begging for them to move the sound thing down so that way I can control it.
Have you ever thought that maybe they're not moving it down because you wouldn't control it? Has that thought ever crossed your mind, Tobin? It's a possibility you might want to consider.
It's going back up in the corner.
That's exactly right. Hey, talking about like fans. Very interestingly, last week over at Gillespie, the Carlinville crew, which is, I guess, the CHS Blue crew, what they call themselves, and the Gillespie crew, which is the Coal Mine Crazies, they combined forces since Southwestern girls and boys were both in the championship game. So Gillespie cheered for the Carlinville girls, and Carlinville cheered for the Gillespie boys, and they called themselves, I think, the Blue Mine Crazies. And they actually had a banner. I mean, they were legit and having a good time. Thought, oh, that's awesome, you know, for the Macoupin County Tournament. That's kind of a neat thing. Everyone cheering against Southwestern because they're in both. Okay. They showed up to Litchfield on Thursday. I couldn't believe it. So Carlinville and Gillespie students united on Thursday night to cheer against Litchfield. And I was impressed by it, but also shocked.
Yeah.
How long can it continue?
Well, isn't that what it should be, though?
Yes.
You know, enjoying it, having fun with it, and not being mean, you know, getting into the spirit of the game and that sort of thing.
You would have loved the pit last Saturday. Oh, yeah. It was old school.
Yeah.
I mean, that place was packed to the rafters by about 5 o'clock, and it was
people standing in line,
nostalgic feel like it used to be on a regular night of high school basketball. Yeah. But it was great. The Pit was outstanding.
It's a great place to have basketball. Thank goodness they kept it.
Absolutely.
You know, that was one of the greatest, smartest decisions made as far as, you know, the gymnasium and how they want it structured. And thank goodness they kept it.
Yep.
It needed to be.
That's one of the...
You know, they don't knock down Wrigley.
That's right.
They don't knock down Fenway Park. You don't knock down the Pit.
No, wait a minute. Technically, they did knock down Wrigley.
Part of it.
Part of it, that's true. You're right.
Part of it's missing.
The bleachers. And apparently they will be missing whenever they open the season.
First month of the season with no bleachers.
Well, I think they'll be there.
Where will the drunks go?
Wrigleyville?
Oh, okay.
Or the rooftops.
Okay.
Or will they not be able to see?
They'll be climbing the new lighted signs that are...
That's right. Just shimmy right up to the top.
Sitting on top of the new Jumbotron.
They're going to put seats on top of the new video board there.
Oh, boy.
Spring training is coming quickly.
February 18th is when pitchers and catchers report.
Wow.
Still a lot of big name free agents still out there.
There are.
James Shields
is still available. That's what's kind of surprising. Mm-hmm.
Jason Worth's going to jail for 5 days. Did you see that?
Yeah.
How about
what that? Was that for? Do you
want to? No, he was driving speeding. Like 1,000 miles an hour on the freeway down there.
Way too fast. Pulled an Adrian Peterson driving over 100 miles an hour in like a 55.
Well, you know, that speed zone dropped quickly. Quick, I didn't see it, officer. We got the Illini.
There's a tree there.
What?
I didn't see this high. What do you mean 108? What? We can't go that fast here?
Are you sure?
In a residential area? Are you sure?
I was at least going 120.
We had a ticket once. This was like several years back. There was a guy in a motorcycle. This actually happened here in this county. It was on the Route 66 in between Litchfield and Mount Olive, and he had a motorcycle going over 100 miles an hour.
Hmm. Yeah?
On the old highway?
Mm-hmm.
That'll get your attention.
That'll take your life into your hands there, man. Wow.
Don't hit a pebble.
We need a break.
The chuckle.
We got the Fighting Illini coming up 11 o'clock this morning. Then a girls-boys doubleheader tonight. Litchfield-Hillsboro girls live at 7:30. Lincoln-Wood-Staunton boys at 9. All the action here on FM 106. Online at WSMIRadio.com. We need a break on Sports Saturday. We're back with more in a moment. Tobinat, thank you very much. Back here on WSMI Sports Saturday. And just a few short weeks, girls postseason for 1A and 2A will tip off, and we'll have coverage from three regionals for you beginning regional weekend. It will be very interesting to see, as we will most likely have a couple local teams winding up in that Williamsville sectional.
It's a week from Monday.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Closer than I thought then.
Which means in a week or so, we'll probably have boys seedings.
Hope so,
you know, a couple weeks,
And then three weeks, we'll have football Friday.
Pretty much.
It'll seem like that, though. You're
pretty
right.
Much. That's exactly
it
right.
It sure seems like that.
Well, wait a minute.
Though.
We've got fair and festival season before that, then football Friday.
Yeah.
So, does. It does go even though basketball is a long season, it does, to me, it goes, you know, once you get to Christmas, it just flies.
Oh, it really does.
It
really
just flies by. So,
as we look at the regional pairings, you get over to Waverly. That's where Carlinville is, and it'll be interesting. Carlinville, I believe, the two-seed Southwestern, the one. So it looks like those two headed on yet another collision course.
Well, but you're playing Waverly. It's pretty good, and you're playing Waverly on Waverly's own floor. So right there, again, that can work against the team, putting some additional pressure on it, but you never want to take them lightly. It's going to be a classic 2-3 matchup with Carlinville and Waverly in that second semifinal. Southwestern obviously gets the first round bye. They will get the winner of the Auburn-North Mac games.
And it's the postseason, as we know, guys.
Yeah.
If you just take the top two seeds and just move into the championship, you're going to have a lot of red ink on your bracket.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. That's why it makes picking the NCAA so difficult.
That's right. That's right.
If you go with the favorites,
It would be even harder. Think about it. If you got like a bracket style, like for the IHSA playoffs, like you do for the NCAA, and you sat down and you tried to fill out like the 1A and the 2A brackets, like all the way through, and trying to have like a perfect bracket, good luck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's goofy enough with college, but when you get to high school, it's even more goofy.
It really is.
It's just crazy. And then at Greenville, of course, you've got Litchfield Hillsboro 1 and 2. They both get first-round byes, and they'll see action on that Wednesday. Litchfield gets the top seed. They will get the winner of the Greenville-Gillespie game, which is a Monday game, and then that'll be followed by Vandalia against Staunton.
Of course, Litchfield Hillsboro girls play tonight, but if you don't think Litchfield doesn't want to play Hillsboro in the regional championship, you're kidding yourselves.
Yeah.
Of course, they were knocked out last year by at Hillsborough on the top or some floor. So you just know, you know that Litchfield wants them.
There is something different about the sound of a gymnasium, the attitude, everything once the postseason hits in basketball.
And
I don't know. I can't put my finger on it exactly, but it's just different.
And the way that it works out for the Litchfield Hillsborough girls, they always play, you know, this weekend of the regular season. And I remember thinking last year they played, and I'm thinking, you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing to lose this game. You know, and Litchfield won the regular season game last year. And then, of course, Hillsborough got them in the postseason. They know each other so well, so I don't think it's a matter of, like, keeping anything back from a game plan scenario. But it's just interesting when you play an arch rival this close with one of them being a postseason scenario.
The last two seasons, not counting this season, last year, Litchfield won both regular season meetings against Hillsborough. Hillsborough got them in the postseason. The year before that, Hillsborough won both regular season meetings against Litchfield. Litchfield got them in the postseason.
Hard to beat a good team three times.
Litchfield's got a chance to win both regular season meetings tonight.
It's just a rivalry thing, and it's just the fact that, you know, a break here or there, taking care of the basketball, making your free throws, stuff like that. You know, it's really not difficult to figure out. It's just a matter of execution.
No, that's exactly right.
Execute what you're supposed to do. So, a great matchup, though. What a regional championship in itself brings on an air of excitement. But when you have rivals in it, that just adds to it. So,
join us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Hillsborough Hilltoppers, Brett Teakin. Coach, thanks for a few minutes of your time this morning. And I guess a Saturday morning is always a little more interesting when you know Litchfield and Hillsborough's coming up in just a few hours. And we're having a bit of a issue as Tobin will try to figure out what's going on with the control board over there. We'll eventually rejoin Brett Teakin. David, you got the postseason stuff in front of you. We talked about the two Class 2A regionals we'll be covering in Greenville and Waverly. We will also be, or you will actually be, over at Moequa for the 1A regional at Central A&M. And it potentially will feature a rematch of a championship game from
a year ago.
Yes,
it will. Last season, of course, the regional at Nokomis, same situation, Central A&M, the top seed, Nokomis, I believe the 2 seed. They ended up facing each other in the regional championship game. Again, I think we had on the air, WSMI, Terry got to see, I believe. A very good game. Nokomis, on the short end of that one, lost by single digits. I think he said only 2 points. But, Nokomis will have a chance at redemption this year if they can get by Oka Valley. And if A&M will get by the winner of Pawnee and South Fork, of course, Central A&M, one of the top-ranked teams in state in 1A. So they're a very good team, still haven't lost yet. So it'll be a tough task for Nokomis.
There's no doubt about that. But as we said, you never know once you get to the postseason. Right. But the potential is there to get a rematch from a year ago, but a lot of basketball to be played between now and then.
And you know those Nokomis girls, they want that rematch. They'll wanna get redemption. So they want to win that regional. And I mean, if they win that regional, boy, they deserve it going through A&M.
They will have earned it.
Yes.
Absolutely. So coming up tonight, high school basketball on the radio. Litchfield Hillsborough girls will be live at 7:30 here on FM 106. And then Lincolnwood Staunton boys will follow that broadcast at around 9 o'clock tonight. And then, of course, it'll all stream online at WQSMIRadio.com. And the Illini finally back in action today. They will be hosting, I believe, Penn State coming up 11 o'clock this morning on FM 106.
With the expanded pregame show.
Yes, the expanded pregame show. Maybe they can get a nice interview with the student manager who's now on the club. Put him in the starting lineup. What's the worst that could happen?
Illini trying to get back to .500 in the conference. They just can't seem to get there.
Well, it's the Big Ten Conference. Yeah. for one reason.
Right.
You know?
That's right. Well, we said it at the start of the year. It was probably going to be very similar. Yeah. They'll be good out of conference like they have been the last 2 or 3 years, and they're going to struggle in Big Ten play just because they're not constructed yet to handle that type of league.
And as you go deeper into the season, they're going to, you know, grow a little bit and learn a little more and maybe get a little bit stronger towards the end of the season, towards the conference tournament, maybe.
Okay,
maybe.
I think we have Brett Teakin on the phone. Teak, can you hear us?
Yes, I got you.
Excellent. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
We're all right. And the morning before a Litchfield-Hillsborough game, is it any different, especially on a Saturday when there's no school activities?
Well, we're all very busy because we got the freshman tournament going on here today. So we're all pretty active and focusing on this and and then mid-afternoon, then we'll start getting a little bit ready for that game.
I think we were just talking a moment ago kind of about the interesting dynamic between Litchfield and Hillsboro girls, just because you guys play this regular season matchup so late in the year, and then normally you guys wind up in the same regional. Certainly happened a year ago.
Yeah, it's a little bit awkward, but it's always been that way, even whenever we're playing each other twice in the conference. But it is a little bit different because in about 2 weeks we'll be playing again.
And that is the game that you really want to win. Last year you lost both the regular season games, but then you got the big one.
Yeah, whenever you got two good teams, you never know what can happen, and you just, after you've lost twice, you got to make sure the players still feel that they can win that game, even though you haven't yet.
Not always the easiest thing to do, huh, Teak?
No, we've been talking about it all year, confidence, and what you think you can do is just as important as talent.
Yeah. And, Teak, you guys kind of walked into a buzzsaw, if you will, on Thursday night. Southwestern coming off of probably one of their worst games they've played in a long time. You got them on their home floor. That was a tough situation to go into on Thursday.
Yeah, they're tough to beat on their home floor. It's just really a difficult environment. The crowd is really into it. It's senior night, and they play so well there. I know they shot pretty poorly against Carlinville, and I was like, well, you know, it's not going to happen again.
Right.
It's a matter of the odds. It's going to even up again.
They're too good for that to happen again.
As a coach, like, I know as a fan, like, I will look at stuff like that, but as a coach, do you see, like, their last game, they didn't shoot it well? And, like you said, you know a good team, they're not going to shoot it poorly two nights in a row, likely.
Well, you try not to, and you just focus on defense and what you need to do. But I guess a little bit in the back of your mind, you kind of know they're probably going to be more on. We just got to make sure we're able to score too. Well, we turned around and had a shooting night about like they'd had the last time.
And somewhere Rob Cross is like, oh no.
I hope.
Talk a little bit about your Topper team this year, and maybe since the holiday, where you guys have come now as we approach the month of February.
We've been getting some people back. JC Holloman has really been playing well. She struggled a little bit the other night, shooting-wise and stuff, but up until then, she'd really been shooting the ball well. And we didn't have her for about a 5 or 6 game stretch in December, so that's really helped us out a lot. Carly has been solid all year and very consistent for us. Maddie Miller, a sophomore, has been stepping in and really give us a little bit of size aspect that we didn't have. We play her a lot also. Our other seniors, Carrie Ann Cooper and Kelsey Traylor, have pretty much been starters all year, and they give us exactly what we need. Sometimes we need some scoring, and they both can shoot the ball pretty well, and they both play good defense and hustle, so we really need that a lot. And Lindsay Storm is really a lot the same way as Kelsey and Carrie Ann. Occasionally she'll score, but mostly defense assignment. She had the rough assignment the other night of playing Maddie Greeling. And that's not enjoyable for anybody. And then Maddie Reck gets a lot of playing time too. She had mono and really is just starting to get her strength back and stuff right now. So hopefully we're kind of getting everybody healthy and hitting at the right time and stuff. Denzel Moore found out she has a partial tear of her ACL and she is going to have surgery. So, She's done for the year, so we only got 2 games out of her this year. But everybody else is as healthy as we've been all year.
Teak, as you get ready to wind up the regular season here and look forward to the postseason, do you have to worry about kids looking ahead into the postseason tournament, or is that something that you don't have to deal with?
Well, you kind of tried to work against it. I've always tried to take the mentality the game you're playing tonight is the most important game of the year. And if you do that throughout the year, I don't really think that it comes into play too awfully much, that they start looking ahead too much. So we keep that, whether it's game one or game 22 or game 28, whatever it might be, we kind of look at it. That's the most important game of the year tonight, and we'll worry about the next one the next day.
Well, if you got an important one tonight, Litchfield and Hillsboro live at 7:30 here on FM 106. Teague, thanks for a few minutes of your time. We'll let you get back to the freshman tournament, sir.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Teague, you know, the thing about Teague, they are getting healthy now, mm-hmm. which will make a lot of difference. And boy, we see it every year. Some team gets devastated because of injuries. And it's just it's part of the game. It's part of life. But, boy, you depend on a player or two, and then all of a sudden, gone.
And you think about Hillsboro, since their state championship team a number of years ago, they just really seem to play their best ball. Yeah. Coming into regional
mm-hmm.
week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've won a number of regionals since that time.
Sure.
And they haven't had a lot of number one seeds since that time.
True. But it's peaking at
exactly.
the right time. You know, getting and there's a lot of factors involved. But the mentality of, you know, we're striving towards the end of the year. We want to be reaching our peak by the end of the year. Coach Lofka always talked about this sort of stuff. You know, Jim Lofka, well, how the guy went over 700 games? Well, you know, he had the right strategy there.
Yep.
And that's how Bunker Hill was so successful.
There's a reason that you see the same teams
mm-hmm.
late in the postseason year after year. mm-hmm. It's not a mistake or
no,
an
accident. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It really
not
isn't.
Fluke.
It isn't. It
happens
really
for
isn't.
A reason.
And even though they may not get the number one seed, you know they're going to be a formidable opponent.
That's exactly
you know,
right.
I like to say, this is a team you don't want to see in the postseason. I don't care what they're seated. They could be seated ninth out of eight teams. You don't want to play them.
Absolutely not.
You know, these are the kind of teams that tend to push buttons, the right buttons at the end of the season. So
they expect to be in big games,
yes.
and they play well in big games.
Yeah. So
we need a break here on Sports Saturday. We'll come back with more in a moment.
David Jenkins.
Tobin, thank you very much. We're back here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We told you we'll be covering regionals from Greenville, Waverly, and Moequa. Of course, there's a lot more regionals
sure,
around
sure.
the state that involve area teams, and there's a good one in 1A.
At Carrollton.
Ooh.
At Carrollton. This is a loaded regional tournament. Calhoun gets the top seed to really nobody's surprise. Yep. Carrollton number 2, Mont Olive number 3, Brussels 4, Bunker Hill 5, Greenfield Northwestern 6. Quality basically from top to bottom mm-hmm. in this regional
And, of
tournament.
Course, the Calhoun coach famously said last
yeah.
year it's basically state championship or bust, and they lost in the region on their home floor.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that. So Calhoun has something to prove,
I would suspect,
at this point.
And on Carrollton's home floor,
yeah.
that will not be easy if it winds up being a championship game with
those
two.
You know, we heard Teague talk about walking into Southwestern and the atmosphere there and the tough crowd there. You know, you go to Carrollton, that's exactly the same thing there.
Same thing, just a smaller gym, so it's intensified
gym.
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you're right on top of the floor. I mean, it's a smaller gymnasium, so interesting. Very interesting matchup.
Of course, Carrollton handed Litchfield one of their mm-hmm. two losses on the year, and joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Purple Panthers, Rob Corso. And, Coach, thanks for a few minutes of your time this morning. How you doing?
No problem. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing very good. We're anticipating this matchup tonight between you and Hillsboro. But let's talk first about the game you had on Thursday night, senior night for a great group of girls. What a night it was at Simmons on Thursday.
Yeah, it was very exciting. And the Carlisle people brought a big crowd over,
yeah.
and it was a lot of fun, a lot of intensity, a lot of emotion, of course, with the seniors playing their last game at Simmons Gym. It was a very exciting evening.
That was one of those postseason type of atmospheres, Rob, where that was, as you said, a very intense environment. And with postseason right around the corner, that's the exact type of game you're looking for, I would imagine.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun. It was loud. I couldn't even hardly talk to Coach Kastenbaum sitting right next to me trying to get some information from him. It was really loud. It was a lot of fun. The girls had a great time, and we're very fortunate to come out with a victory.
Rob, when you look back in the legacy that this group of seniors has left in this program, it's been really impressive.
It has been, and, you know, you have expectations coming in after you're successful in the middle school, what have you, but, you know, and there was a group ahead of them when they were freshmen who were very successful with Shelby Smith and Kelsey Going, and they fit in with that. But as when they were sophomores, that crew did a real nice job blending in with some kids, too. So I say when they look back, now they've got a lot to be proud of.
And, of course, Kelsey Going still playing at Milliken. So,
yes, she is, and doing very well.
Yeah, doing very well at Milliken. So as you look forward to tonight's matchup, is it one of those situations where, well, we play him tonight, and we're probably going to end up playing him again?
Yeah, and it happened last year as well, as you know. And, you know, it's always fun to play. You know, it's a rivalry game for us, and that's kind of how we're looking at it. We're just trying to keep the intensity up, and work on some things. Always, obviously, room to improve on all your parts of your game. But it's going to be a fun evening. It always is playing those guys.
Coach, I hadn't seen you guys since the holiday tournament before I saw you on Thursday. Since then, you've incorporated a 1-3-1 zone, and to me, that is a game changer for your club. When you can run 3 6-footers out on the floor and play that type of zone with that type of length, boy, did that cause Carlinville lots of problems.
It did, and you know, when the girls work hard at it, and they have been, we do cause some problems. It's just one of those things. We just felt that we needed a little bit of a change of pace. I'm a man-to-man, you know, like dyed in the wool. That's how I like to play this game, but. You know, sometimes you just got to do what's best for everybody, and we thought that was a good idea.
Coach, talk about the evolution of Abby Brockmeyer. She was good last year, but she's gotten even better in her sophomore year, and obviously she's still got a lot more playing to do in high school.
Yeah, again, the plan was to start moving her like this summer and this year, move her away from the basket from time to time. She's a very good shooter, and she's very good off the dribble. She's just, like you mentioned, it's kind of an evolution. You know, looking for her future, I think she's going to end up playing more of a perimeter type player in the future. So we're just kind of incorporating that. And it also, it's a tough guard for the opponent's center when she goes in the perimeter. It's hard for that person to guard her. So it's working out real well for us.
Yeah, I can just imagine the opponent going, I got to go out there and guard her?
Yeah, it's a tough guard.
Coach, how do we do that?
Yeah, when she starts leading the fast break,
yeah.
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, and again, she's still. I mean, there's lots of room for improvement. She needs to improve her ball handling skills, and she's working hard at it. It's just, again, when you're used to playing underneath the basket, and now coach sticks you out in the perimeter, that's a little different. So she's working at it.
Rob, as you well know, you get into the postseason. It's not necessarily what are your stars going to do. You kind of know what you're going to get from them night in, night out. It's what are the other kids going to do? What are the role players going to do? And I know Abby Frerichs out at the moment, or at least she was the other night. Talk about the loss that is for your club.
Yeah, it does. You know, it just puts a different dynamic in it. You know, you have to adjust a few things. If she's going to be out, I don't know if she can play Monday or not. We're still kind of looking at it. Yeah, but I thought, you know, Tatum Wharton and Anna Tomac came in Thursday night and did an outstanding job. Tatum played on the bottom of the 1-3-1, and Anna plays at a wing, and she scored a couple big baskets for us there. Especially, she had one in the fourth quarter to help ice that game. You have to count those people. And a couple of years ago, it was Katie Hampton and Michaela Bergschneider hit some big threes to help us beat Piasaw a couple of years ago. And it's, you know, those things happen. You got to have the role players. You're exactly right.
Well, as you got the Hillsboro Hilltoppers coming up here tonight, we know it'll be a great ball game. We're looking forward to it. It'll be live at 7:30 here on FM 106. Coach, thanks for a few minutes of your time this morning, and we'll talk to you down the road.
You're welcome. You guys take care.
All right, Rob Corso of the Litchfield Purple Panthers, and talking about how tough Carrollton's going to be. Carrollton beat Litchfield at the Lady Spartan Classic Prince Championship game.
Yeah, that's, you know, Carrollton's always a formidable team.
Yeah.
They're one of those programs.
Litchfield's two losses, Southwestern, Carrollton, both programs.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. For Carlinville, three of their five losses are to Litchfield. And one of them is the Southwestern.
Yeah.
But three of their five losses to Litchfield. Talk basketball.
You got regular season and two tournaments?
Yeah. The Litchfield tournament.
Yeah.
And then
Carlinville tournament.
And the Carlinville tournament.
Wow.
But you start talking about, like, matchups are so important. Litchfield just matches up well with Carlinville.
Sure.
You know, Carlinville can outmatch a lot of teams around here, but Litchfield's got the size to match up with.
Well, how many Class 2A schools have 6-footers across?
Not many.
You know,
not many.
They just don't.
And, you know,
and it's tough to compete.
Seeing them in that 1-3-1, Terry, it reminded me of a few years ago, Staunton Boys.
Yes.
They had Cody Best on the point of that 1-3-1. They put Riley up there, and it's
she
tough
shuts
to deal with.
You know, and when you take a look at Riley, there maybe not the point totals you used to see, but boy, does she contribute otherwise.
Oh,
I mean,
time.
Huge contributor there.
Big time.
I don't know, that first Nokomis team I had, they all had all 6-footers.
Well, they were all 6'11". They were 6'10". Pushing 7 feet.
They were all 6'10".
7-footers.
Even Pisco was 6'10".
That's impressive.
I know.
Even you were 6'10" that night.
It happens.
We need a break on Sports Saturday. We're back with more in a moment. Thanks, Dub. We got the Fighting Illini coming up 11 o'clock this morning here on FM 106. Girls basketball live tonight, 7:30, Litchfield Hillsboro, followed by boys basketball, Lincolnwood at Staunton.
Couple of notes here. First off, the Carlinville-New Berlin boys game has been moved up to the afternoon. They were concerned about maybe the bad weather hitting, and maybe that's not going to to show up, but the JV game's at 2, varsity at 3.
A matinee. 30.
Yeah, New Berlin Carvel. In fact, I like the idea of an afternoon, Saturday afternoon game. I think it's great. And there have been a couple of instances where we've had sectional championships for girls on that Saturday afternoon because of snow problems. Right. And I always thought those were great.
We had a Litchfield Hillsborough regular season game last year with the boys.
Yeah, and the only problem is with girls postseason, of course, you've got that super sectional the following Monday, so you're kind of short a day for preparation. The Auburn Boys Tournament wraps up tonight. Springfield Lutheran, the top-ranked team in 1A, will take on Auburn in the title game at 5. At 3:30, Calvary takes on Williamsville for the third-place game in the Consolation Championship, North Mac against Franklin. And at 12:30, Waverly against Hartsburg-Emden in the seventh-place game.
Is Lutheran still unbeaten?
Unbeaten.
They are, yeah.
Top-ranked in the state.
They might not be after tonight. Who knows? Auburn's good.
Yeah.
On their home floor.
You're going to play Auburn on their home floor? Yeah. I don't know that I'd bet against Auburn.
That'll be good. That's one of those games. That's a good game for Lutheran. Win or lose.
Yeah.
They'll be better for that game.
Absolutely. IESA, junior high basketball, the boys postseason underway. Seventh grade sectionals are coming up on Wednesday in the 3A sectional at Vandalia, and these games, I think, are at 6:30 in the evening. Gillespie at 22-2 takes on Greenville, 20-1. And in 1A at Palestine, Mulberry Grove will take on Newton St. Thomas. And the 8th grade regional, some of those regionals get underway today. Already underway at Divernon, it's North Mac against North Green. Southwestern will play Gillespie. About to get underway, North Mac against North Green. That'll be followed by Southwestern against Gillespie and Auburn against Litchfield, again at Divernon. 2A at Lincolnwood, it'll be Central A&M against Findlay-Okaw Valley, and then Lincolnwood takes on Ramsey after that. 2A boys regionals, 8th grade regionals at Jerseyville, at St. Francis Holy Ghost. At 1, Carrollton takes on Bunker Hill. Calhoun against Northwestern, and then Mount Olive against Jerseyville, St. Francis, Holy Ghost, and then at Mulberry Grove, a game that it should be wrapping up about now, Pocahontas and Sorrento in 1A. So,
is there three classes in junior high, or is there four?
There's four classes. Four classes, yeah.
How the Dragons, what did they end up doing?
I don't know.
You're the Hillsborough guy, Tobin. You tell me.
Not junior high.
What the Dragons did.
I don't see.
Oh, that's right. You big leagued the junior high. I forgot about that. Big leagued them.
I hope Triplett's in the gym. I hope Charles is in the gym tonight.
Put it this way. I don't see their name in the sectional.
What are we gonna have you gonna challenge into like a PA voice off or something?
Yeah, he should be there because his daughter's playing.
Yeah,
his daughter plays. So
I'm just gonna do this, Tobin. Be careful. I don't think Charles needs a script. Just telling you.
I don't need a script.
Wait a minute. I don't know about that now.
Perhaps we should get Charles in here and we have a PA off.
Oh,
might happen tonight. That could be the halftime entertainment.
Dance team, I think.
Oh, sorry, dance team, you're bumped.
That's right.
You've been bumped. Special programming.
Quick shot. Heck with you. You're out of here.
Oh, my gosh. Coming up this week, we've got the Coach John Gross Show Monday night. Illinois hosts Rutgers on Tuesday night. Next Thursday night, Hillsborough Nokomis Girls. Auburn North Mac next Friday night. And then Illinois at Michigan State next Saturday morning at 10.
That's a rough stretch starting with that game for Atlanta. Because I got Michigan State, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Michigan State again.
Yeah. Michigan State's down this year, though. Still tough.
Still
better than Illinois. Don't get me wrong.
It's kind of one of those. But it's not vintage Michigan State.
Well,
it's
that, not yet. That being not yet. Said, this is the year that they'll make it to the Final Four.
Well, and you know, we talk about like the high school teams that peak at the right time of the year. Michigan State's the collegiate team that just – you're right. No matter what they do in the regular season, they'll probably wind up like an 8 seed.
They need to
knock off a 1, wind up in the Final 4.
They need to go into the tournament with no expectations.
Right. You know, you're right.
Hey, guys.
Well, I think that last year was the first group of seniors for Tom Izzo
that didn't
play in a Final 4.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Once every 4 years. You go to Michigan State, you're going to play in a Final 4 sometime.
Hey, guys, if I could take a moment.
No,
real
you can't.
Quick,
I'm sorry.
Because we are almost at the one-year anniversary that we lost Uncle Ralph.
Yeah.
For those that don't know.
Yeah.
Last weekend, my wife and I participated in the Dancing with the Stars for Stamp Out Cancer. And we'd like to thank everyone who supported our team. We generated close to $2,000 for the cause. The dancers in total raised over $36,000 for the Montgomery County Cancer Association. And last Saturday's event raised close to $60,000. So
awesome.
I want to thank everybody who... Sure. Participated, saw my wife and I dance.
Did you have fun?
I did. I'm glad we were asked.
Good.
I would do my head shaving thing before I would do dance without a shadow of a doubt.
I tell you what, the doll was a nice touch.
It's
for
on
those
YouTube.
Who haven't seen it's the, a,
there's a
the video.
Video. There's a video.
The wife stepped aside and threw a doll in, and Tobin got to dance with the doll, and that
oh
was
oh boy,
that was. That was that
there's,
was.
There's so many jokes there.
Insert your own comment there.
The only right by.
Insert your own.
All go.
We got interviewed before we danced, and the videographer's like, you know, what can you tell us about dance? I said, well, we've got everything except pyro and nudity. But I said, if, you know, he's like, pyro and nudity. What do you mean? It's like, well, we got a cut in, we've got a rip, and we've got a doll. And I said, if the rip don't go right, we may have nudity. So, everything went
well. Wardrobe malfunction.
Yes, everything went well, but I do want to thank everybody for their help.
And, you know, Uncle Ralph would always yes. talk about the generosity yes. sure. of the people in Montgomery County.
Yes, and it's very, very true. Yeah. Yeah. Very,
and,
very true.
And the city of Litchfield lost a valuable member of the bowling committee. We talked about yeah. him.
Pat Timmons.
Pat Timmons. He's yeah. the only guy. He bowled two back-to-back 300 games.
I remember
games.
That.
Yeah. Had an 867 series or some ungodly. Yeah.
We had him out here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The next day.
Yeah, he yeah. Passed away last week unexpectedly. So
wow.
Condolences to the Timmons family.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
all that's all I needed. So.
And tonight I'm speaking at the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce dinner at Joe Don Zamore. So
there you go.
How
you
about
fed
that?
Good there.
There you go, buddy. I'll tell you.
Can't beat Joe Downey's food.
No, that's
absolutely
pretty good.
Not.
Pretty good.
Of course, tomorrow with the Super Bowl, lots of people will be indulging in wings and various nacho dips and cheeses.
John
and
Marty came up with a figure. He found that there will be enough buffalo wings or wings.
Hot wings.
Hot wings to go from here to the moon.
Yeah. Nice.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Tomorrow's the big game. Not
oh,
the
yeah.
Super Bowl.
Well, I call it the Super Bowl. I just can't have a party.
Well, it's like March Madness. Hey, it originated here.
Yeah.
Boys, it's March Madness in Illinois.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Thing is, if you go out, be careful.
Yeah.
If you go
absolutely.
Out to the northern part of the state, be real careful because Mother Nature may have some.
I don't know. I kind of get the sense here that this thing's pushing
further north.
I think it's going to be mainly rain. So that's just kind of my personal feeling.
The way this winter's going so far, probably so.
Then again, yeah. I lie a lot. So,
I don't
put a whole lot into it.
Right. Terry, I know you do not care one iota about the Super Bowl, so I'm not even going to ask you who you're going to take in the Super Bowl. I've asked you for a number of years, and you always tell me the same, so I'm not going to ask you.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to ask you. David, Super Bowl?
Unfortunately, it's probably going to be the Patriots.
You think so?
I think so. It just has the feel.
Just one comment, though. Does it appear that a lot of people really don't care about who plays
well,
this year's
Super
Bowl?
I think so.
Yes.
My personal opinion is... These are the two teams I hate the most in all professional sports, the Seahawks and the Patriots.
Yeah. Yep.
And since the Super Bowl can't end in a tie, I don't know. I just don't care.
I don't know.
I think Seattle will win the game,
but
I don't care.
If they had Bud Selig as commissioner, it could end in a tie. But Bud's retired.
That's exactly right.
Sorry.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's right. You got the steroid cheats and then just the standard video football cheats. So take your pick. Who cares? We got great high school basketball tonight. Litchfield Hillsboro girls live at 7:30. Lincoln Woods Staunton boys will follow at 9 here on FM 106. Of course, the Illini coming up 11 o'clock this morning here on WQSMI FM. Litchfield Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, the station you can count on. For Tobin, Terry, David, I am Tim. Sports Saturday is done here on WQSMI.